This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Heldman. Last week, Aspen School District raised teacher salaries by more than 5%. The district says this is meant to improve teacher retention and ultimately students' experience in the classroom. That raise came with a significant change to the pay structure. Reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy, who used to teach in the district, is here to break down some details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Carolyn.
This was an agreement between the Aspen Education Association, which is the teachers' union, the school board, and district administrators. You reported last week that 94% of teachers voted yes. So what's in the agreement?
Well, teachers will get a raise next year, and it's a significant one. It's a 5.25% pay bump for all teachers, but it's a one-time fix, as the district acknowledges that pay doesn't keep up with the cost of living here. It also includes more money for teachers with advanced degrees or professional development, so like a master's degree, a PhD, and certifications like the National Board Certification, each mean an extra $5,000 per year. Overall, the increase is going to cost the district about $1 million. But as I said, it is a one-time raise, and that's the major change from the old salary system.
Okay, explain that change. What's different now?
Well, there's no longer a guarantee that teachers will see an increase each year. So the district used to work on a salary schedule, and they've worked from the same one since 2006. If you picture a chart with an X and a Y axis, it used to be that educational credits are on the X axis, years of experience are on the Y axis. So to find how much you'll be paid, you kind of find the right box. This meant that teachers could expect a raise every year, but it was a set dollar amount. In the early years of careers, teachers at Aspen schools might only see their salary increase by $250 a year for the first 6 years of teaching. It took 10 years before those new teachers got the full increase, which was $1,300. The new agreement gets rid of that chart. Teachers will still be paid based on education and experience, but instead of consulting the chart to see what teachers would be making in upcoming years, the Teachers Association will now need to negotiate raises every year. I spoke with a couple representatives from the association, Mark Munger and Evan Obranovic, and they say they'll negotiate with the board and administration for percentage increases, but those might be different every year.
So does that mean some years nobody gets a raise or some might not see any raise?
Yeah, that could be the case. It does introduce uncertainty. And Mark Munger says there are teachers who were really worried about this, but the union has been working with the school board on this new increase for 2 years. And he says they were successful in lobbying the board to agree to a bigger one-time raise. The one-time raise is pretty big compared to what teachers were used to seeing. So it's kind of a gamble they were willing to take. Plus, Mark Munger says the Teachers Association goes into negotiations with the board and the district every year anyway. So while it does mean more pressure on the association, it's not a totally new concept.
It's complicated. Thanks.
You're welcome.
This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.